Gary Walsh, your thoughts after that?
I was disappointed with the result, Dermot, but I'm very pleased with the second half performance. It's something we'll have to look at ourselves. The first half last week in St. Noel's, we played very poorly. We went in 5 points down at half time. It was even worse today. We went in 9 points down. And seeing the lads, you can't afford that, you know, against these teams like Glenfinnan and that, these good teams that are coming at us in the next games in the next number of weeks. We need a performance for 40, 50 minutes in a game, you know, so something we'll have to look at and see, can we put our finger on why we didn't start well last week and started well again this week. But I have to say, very, very pleased with the second half performance there.
And a case of what might have been so good was that second half performance?
Yeah, it's, when you're 9 points down, it's very, very hard to come back against, you know, maybe the Glenfinnan took their foot off the gas a wee bit, maybe that's part of it as well, but I'd say our boys, the character they showed in the second half, we'll be looking for that. We've had a very important league game next week against Clonmacil here in the bottom of Division 2, and we'll be looking for that performance for next week. Our focus now switches back to the league for next week.
Yeah. Listen, you've got plenty of strength and plenty of talent in that team of yours, and they showed in the second half. Keelan kicking 4 points. Darragh Connor, lovely point as well. John Campbell, Oisin Doherty, and Owen Doherty chipped in. Some players there that can tick scores.
They can. I think some of the problem with Buncrana people in the past year is that they don't realise that they're as good as any of the footballers out there. You know, maybe they're up here in the showing, and some people don't, maybe some of the players don't think they have the right to be in this Division 2 and these intermediate competitions, but we're trying to get that instilled, that they are as good as anybody. And I don't know what the draw will be now, we'll find out Monday night, but we have no fear of any of the teams that's left in it, really.
Yeah. Listen, can I ask you, away from the football, given all that's happened here this week with the flooding and Buncrana are doing their wee bit tomorrow, that your own club organising this day for those that were affected by that, that's a lovely touch by the club.
Lovely touch, and you know, the amount of community spirit that's been shown, not just in Buncrana, but in all areas. I'm actually employed in the council in Derry, and, you know, the floods are very bad in there as well on Tuesday, and the community spirit's been shown in places like Eglinton and those as well. You know, I think that's something about Ireland. We're very proud of the way we stand up and help our neighbours when they're in need.
Yeah.
But it's unbelievable the amount of, I've seen some of the pictures in some houses, like it's unbelievable the amount of damage that was done on Tuesday night, really unreal. And after this, the immediate focus then has to switch to what happened and make sure it doesn't happen again, you know.
Exactly. Well, hopefully tomorrow goes well, and it's a nice community effort. It's everybody pulling together, Gary.
Yeah, they're a great club here, Dermot. You know, they're very strong. The amount of numbers they get on, their age here and that. And this is my second year involved with the senior team, but when you're down here two and three or four times a week, you do see the amount of stuff that's going on in the club, different things. And they're a very strong club. And you know, when you're in the senior team, you're really the pinnacle of the club, and that's why we want to stress that these boys are important, that, you know, that the club depends on them to do well.
Yeah, and to the draw now for the quarterfinals, all going well. What's the chances of picking up Éireann in the last eight?
Yeah, we played them twice this year, once in Ballyshannon, they beat us by six, I think it was, but yeah. We give them a good game, and they come down here, and we give them a good beating, you know, so that's only one of the few games we did win so far this year. But I was saying that last year, like, we'd have no fear of any of the teams. We were very close to Clonmacil the last day down in Clonmacil. We've beaten Ballyshannon one of the two games, and I think Glenfinnan is probably going to top in our group, so I think there's a chance we may even get them in the next game, you know. So it's onwards and we'll see, but I say our focus is Clonmacil in the league here next week.
Liam Breen, congratulations, good victory.
Good victory, and we made very hard work of it in the second half. They went on 9 points up. The sending off had a big bearing on it, like it was a left us down to 14 men. We're under a lot of pressure, like, but no, the battle to, they were always going to come back at us, definitely, and they're a good team, Buncrana. They'll be there or thereabouts at the end of it again, so they will.
Yeah.
They have a lot of good forwards there, like, they take a lot of watching, big men around the middle. They're hard to handle, but our boys just held on just to the end, like,
yeah.
We're relieved more than anything else.
Yeah, because in the second half, you only managed 3 points, which is probably a concern.
That's a big concern, because we were going very well in the first half. One on kickouts. Like I say, the sending off had a big bearing on it. We had Michael McLinn come into there the second half. He's only after coming back from an injury, so nowhere near fit enough for it. Like, you know, and it showed there at the end. We had a couple of men carrying injuries that weren't just up to the championship pace.
Yeah.
So maybe now we get 2 weeks to get them boys fit again, and we'll take it from there. But
yeah,
we're delighted to top the group and avoid whoever's top of the other two groups. Like, but it's there. We're glad to be in that final eight, and we just we knew we were in the eight before we came down today, but we wanted the victory, and we just about held on. But it was definitely a concern in the second half. We were nowhere near as good as we were in the first half.
Yeah, because it's a tight wee group, but it is important to finish top, isn't it?
It's important. I would say three teams will probably go out in from that group into the quarterfinals. I would, Knowles are down in Downing tonight. You'd expect them to get a victory, but we were down there last week, and Downing's put it up to us in the second half and came at us strong, like, you know. So you wouldn't know how it would go, but you would expect St. Noel's, ourselves and Buncrana, the three teams, to go through, and then it'll be all in the mix. And like, I'd say still the favourites are in the same group. The two favourites are still Milford and Ballyshannon, Clonmacnoise. Them three teams are the three big teams. But definitely Buncrana, they gave us a big lead there in the first half. And the last time we were down here in the league, they got a big lead in us, and we managed just to come back, got two goals. But Buncrana are a strong team, and a lot of good players. They're a good tight group. But we're just delighted to get to top the group and see how it goes now. Monday night, what the draw will give us.